Here we go.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in, Anna.
Number five.
The president announced, I don't know why he did, but he was the one to announce that the United States is grounding the 737 MAX fleet.
I've spoken to Elaine Chao, Secretary of Transportation, Dan Elwell, Acting Administrator of the FAA, and to Dennis Muilenburg, CEO of Boeing. They are all in agreement with the action, agreeing with this. The safety of the American people and all people is our paramount concern. Our hearts go out to all of those who lost loved ones, to their friends, to their families in both the Ethiopian and the Lion Airlines crashes that involved the 737 MAX aircraft. It's a terrible, terrible thing.
He basically just implicated Boeing in that, just in his announcement, which was, you know, by saying connecting this with that. Is probably not what Boeing wanted to hear. But how about Elaine Chao last night? She flew on one of these to get back from, she was in Dallas or something, getting back to Washington. She's like the mayor in Jaws, right? It's like, come on, get in the water. What are you doing? Let's get in the water. There's a shark. There's a shark.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, get in the water. It's fine.
Wow.
All right. We wish everybody.
It's like trying to get the officials in Flint to drink their own water. It's fine. I only have a glass of this. I'm not thirsty right now.
Yes, remember when Barack Obama drank the water? And you're like, no, don't drink the water. All right, here we go.
Number four.
President Trump also expressed sympathy to Paul Manafort in his public statements right after Paul Manafort got another 3.5 years in prison today.
I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. And, you know, he worked for Ronald Reagan very successfully. He worked for John McCain. He worked for Bob Dole and many others for many years. And I feel badly for him. I think it's a very sad situation. I saw that just a little while ago. And certainly on a human basis, it's a very sad thing. I feel badly for him.
He's convicted. Of crimes.
Can we think of a new word instead of sympathy? Don't have sympathy for someone who's done something bad.
Criminal.
He only has sympathy for people who are doing the bad thing. He doesn't have sympathy for anybody else. I don't understand this.
That depends who the wrongdoers are. Doesn't always have that sympathy.
Does he know what the word means?
He does. It was an interesting moment because, you know, he talks about how Paul Manafort had worked for all these other people. He was a very low-level guy at Reagan. I mean, he was a kid when he worked for Reagan, right? And then even in the Dole and all the rest of those campaigns, that was really not...
It wasn't the campaign manager?
No, it wasn't like this situation where everybody was like, why did you hire Paul Manafort?
But that's another Trump move, always listing everybody else these people worked with. Yeah, I barely knew him.
Now, Manafort's attorney, right after the 3.5 year extra sentence that was thrown on him today, on a separate case,
right.
Paul Downing came out and he made this brief public statement that was drowned out by hecklers.
Hey, what I'm about to say will not be a surprise. Judge Jackson conceded that there was absolutely no evidence of any Russian collusion in this case. So that makes two courts have ruled no evidence of any collusion with any Russian.
That's not what
Department
she said.
Very sad.
That's not what she said.
Very sad.
That's not what she said.
For such a callous, harsh sentence that is totally unnecessary. Much like this.
You guys are liars now. You're not lawyers, you're liars.
Wow.
Heckler's always entertaining. Yeah,
welcome to America. Wow. Well, here's
Dilly Dilly. That was like a Bud Light commercial. We don't have corn syrup.
That it turns out that is not what the judge said.
No.
The lawyer did come out and lie about that. Mm-hmm. What the judge said is this sentence doesn't represent anything to do with collusion.
But that's not saying there isn't any.
Was not argued in this case.
Yeah.
This is not this case.
A separate matter.
Totally separate matter. So it's like when Jussie Smollett comes out tomorrow and they go, there is no collusion. It's like it's connected to that as anything else. Right. That is the judge said that is still being investigated. But everybody has to get on the same talking point here. All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, and 1. But first, look, Can we check in now with Kim? What's coming up? Well, at the bottom of the hour, we're going straight to
hockey.
Blackhawks.
That's what we have.
Right. What am I doing here?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I can tell you guys what's going on.
All right. Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Woo-hoo! Chicago's best of 10. And stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events. And see Chicago at 10 on WGN TV.
Well done, Kevin.
Hardcore pro there, because behind the scenes, I can let you know that he had crumpled up that piece of paper and I had poured my coffee out on top of it, and yet he still read it.
I was panicking. He said, read the TV thing. I don't know where it is.
Good job.
Come back, Anna.
And State of Illinois, $97 million Field of Dreams, but after 20 years, what do they have to show for it? WGN TV investigates tonight at 9.
There you go.
All right.
That was much better.
Here we go. See, mine was clean.
Yeah,
all right, here we go.
Number 3.
R. Kelly's attorney, Steve Greenberg, told reporters after the singer's child support proceeding that the parents of two women who live with Kelly can meet with their daughters. Well, that's awfully nice. They just have to give him a call and set up the meeting and plan to have the meeting in Chicago. He wouldn't speak about the child support hearing because that case remains sealed.
It's not going to be with all of these conditions that the parents keep putting on it. So it's not going to have to be attended by law enforcement. And it's not going to have to be attended by a psychologist. And it's not going to have to be attended, with all due respect, by the media.
You see, that's bad. When the lawyer says, hey, the parents can see the kids, but they can't bring anybody with them. Because think of what the parents are afraid of here. Right? There's got to be some sensitivity to that. Can they bring their lawyer? Can they bring a witness? Can they bring a court stenographer? What are they? I mean, these are parents of young girls who somehow run away with R. Kelly.
These supposedly the girls that the parents paid R. Kelly to take?
That part is unclear. That's a moving target for us. We haven't been able to confirm which ones are which. I don't want to say at this moment because I don't have them right in front of me. But it doesn't matter. These are parents of kids. The whole thing's wrong. Totally wrong.
Very much.
Checking in at
number 2.
Jay Leno isn't laughing at what has become a late night television. The become of late night television, I should say. The former Tonight Show host revealed in a new interview with the Today Show. Oh, that's weird. He was on the Tonight Show. Now he's doing an interview with the Today Show.
Yeah, it's not the Today Show.
Tomorrow's show is even better, though.
That's right. Yeah.
There used to be a show called The Tomorrow Show.
Yeah,
of course
it was on yesterday.
That's right.
Very hard to keep track of.
Wait, what? Did you? Okay.
Yesterday on The Tomorrow Show, I was going to talk about the Today Show. Yeah, it's crazy. You hear about this?
He says he's disappointed with how politics has taken over.
I don't miss it. You know, everything now is, if people don't like your politics, everyone has to know your politics. When I kind of use Johnny's model, people couldn't figure out, well, you and your Republican friends, well, Mr. Leno, you and your Democratic buddies, I will, and I would get hate mail from both sides equally. And I went, well, that's fabulous. Yeah. That's exactly that's what even. I want. Yes. But when people see you as one-sided, it just makes it tough. And plus, you know, I did it when, Clinton was horny and Bush was dumb, and it was just a little easier.
Wow. And everybody dances on these talk shows now. Every time I turn on, it's a politic thing, and then they're like, hey, you danced that one time in the movie. Let's dance with the crowd. Ellen started all that. Now everybody dances.
Yeah. And I like how everybody has to run now. You can't just walk out on stage.
Right. But then they do like a little shimmy.
Yeah. You know? You got to run from behind. And, you know, Letterman started this by running across the stage. Mm-hmm. And then I think at the end of his career, he had a stunt Letterman who ran across the stage.
Golf cart, yeah.
Yeah. And now they have to run out. And then, you know, we just heard from Jay Leno. But they're all the same name anyway. I'm just totally,
you have to be
totally
confused.
There's Jimmy and Jimmy.
Jimmy or Jay and James and...
Right.
Yeah. And Jay wouldn't laugh. But he's right. You know, the thing is, the interview used to be a big part of these shows. I mean, I would do these shows. You'd get 9 minutes. Our segments were 9 minutes long. Now, by the time you get done with the monologue and the skit and the talent show and the dancing, then there's 2 minutes to talk to Chris Hemsworth or whatever.
Tell us about your movie. Yeah. All right. Thank you. We'll see you later.
That's pretty much
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy Fallon laughing the whole time. Great to
see you. Now, if you did the Tonight Show now, you'd have to play a game with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
You'd have to leave the set and you'd have to stand. You'd have to, like, get hooked up to a lie detector. detector and tells what you really think
about. Stick your hand in a thing and touch some furry end of an animal and guess what it is.
I'd love to play one of those games.
I know I've played that game at Windy City Live where you stick your hand in a box, you don't know what's in there.
That one's scary.
You don't want to do that.
It's part of the expression.
It's moving. Oh my god, it's moving.
Number one.
Oh my, I played that game New Year's Eve 1999 too.
Lori Loughlin faces charges for allegedly participating in a college admissions cheating scam.
Empty house.
Her daughter Olivia Jade Giannulli made some past comments that have really raised the ire of people who are, already mad when they heard about this story. And then this knucklehead, this ding dong, ends up, she's got 1.9 million viewers on YouTube. 1.9 million.
Yeah.
1.9
star.
Million.
YouTube star, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. This young girl, who was the daughter of Lori and Massimo.
The Target guy.
Yeah.
She looks exactly like her mother. Like, if you see her mom in old TV and movies, she's exactly like her
perfect.
Mother.
Perfect.
She's beautiful, lovely girl, dumb as a box of rocks.
And then the whole college thing, yep, I'm going. I'm living in a dorm with a roommate who's so sweet. With work, it's going to be hard. Like, my first week of school, I'm leaving to go to Fiji for work. And then I'll be in New York a bunch this year for work and traveling to a different country because I'm creating something with this country and that's for work. So I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope that I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of, like, game days, parties. I don't really care about school.
Oh my God. What is it all about?
There you go.
Wait, what is work? What is work?
I want to know what work. Oh, like the work with another country. We're creating a new irrigation system in Central Africa. I'm sure that's what
I'm rebuilding the 737 Max. Here's Powell's Howl as the bonus cut.
Time now for Powell's Howl. The ravings, rantings, and occasionally incoherent babble.
It's kind of a big deal.
Of Kevin Powell.
It's played out like a dark comedy Hollywood film. An admission scandal.
Oh, good lord!
Con man getting underqualified rich kids into elite universities. Rick Singer's the mastermind behind all this. He even found a whiz kid, Mark Rydell, to take placement tests for the students. Rydell's so smart he could actually guess the score he would get on the test. Your daughter needs a 34 on her ACT. Done. Your son needs a 29 to not be too suspicious. Rydell took care of it.
Guys, I got into Stanford. Freaking out.
Okay, it's good they're cleaning this up. Yes, it was bad. And yes, I feel horrible for all the other students who don't have rich moms with a haircut that screams,
I want to speak to your supervisor. Better yet, I'm going to write a letter.
I'm just mad I didn't think about photoshopping my face onto Brian Urlacher's body before sending my high school football highlight reel to college recruits. I could have been one of the greats. Aunt Becky, you were one of my first crushes. Now Lori Loughlin's just another disgraced celebrity. As Uncle Jesse's pal Joey Gladstone would say, you should have
cut it out
a long time ago.
The top five at five.